It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
There it was. Thank you. The big announcement last night. Took him a while to get to that part of it, too, because he took a water break. Did you see that? And he goes, are you ready? I am, too.
Yeah, he had his little water bottle with him. I don't blame him. I got one right next to me.
He had to make the points first. You've heard our opinion about the entire thing all morning long. Just to reiterate that before we get to your thoughts and comments about it. Thought it was really good. Outperformed what I expected out of him. I think he did really, really good job and not dwelling on it, but pointing out, you know, how flawed we are right now, what a disaster the economy is, how people are suffering. But he had specific action points on how to do it and what the future is going to look like with him. And the most important part, as far as, I guess, strategically, Diener, how he said why it's him. You know, this is from his perspective, why he's the guy that has to do it. You see, because it's not a normal campaign.
Because this is not just a campaign. This is a quest to save our country. Talking about saving our country.
If you had said that and kind of framed it that way even a year ago,
yeah,
to say we need to save the country, you're like, oh, God, come on. It's another slogan and things aren't that bad. We're fine. We're going to rebound. I think there's most people in this country now think it's we're at dangerous level where saving is needed.
And who knows what it's going to be like a year from now.
Right.
I mean, you're talking November of 23, and then that's a full year before the election. We're a full 2 years, give or take a week, before the, you know, the presidential election in 24. So who knows how much, you know, how true that's going to ring in the next year and a half, you know, summer of 2024. Where are we going to be? Are gas prices still going to be out of control? Is inflation going to be at 12% rather than 8.9?
I did notice that. He did say specifically, I think it was twice, pretty early on in the speech, it's going to get way worse.
That's what people are afraid of. You know, our mortgage rate's going to go up from 7 to 10%.
Right.
You know, God forbid all these things. But who knows? We've still got two more years. So Save America, it definitely resonates now. It might resonate even more in the next year, year and a half, and leading up to the election.
I would imagine it would. Look, there's plenty to work on without having to resort to the stupid name calling or nicknames
sure.
or all this other stuff and the nasty stuff, which he won't be able to completely stay away from. He's just not going to be able to. He's just not.
It's in his nature. I mean, if he can still stay away from it a little bit, look, 2 years is a long time
if you stick,
to stay on message. But
sure, it is. And there's going to be a ton of rallies before that, ton of interviews, ton of media, ton of speeches. But if he could hit 75% mark on what he delivered last night and stay to that as we go on throughout the whole season, he's going to be all right.
And I think he has the opportunity enough to do that because, you know, we mentioned all the other stuff. How much more worse can things get? You know, how much will groceries go up? You'd even look at the other things, national security. You know, how much worse can the border get in the next 2 years? Fentanyl, drugs, crime, you know, all those different things that people are dealing with that, okay, now it's really bad. But are more things going to happen that Trump is going to be able to harp on and say, look, you know, I've been telling you, look how bad this is. So he's going to have, that's why, you know, announcing now, I know a lot of people thought it was early, and I thought it was early, too.
That's been most of the comments we've been getting so far.
And I get that, 100%. Yeah, but now looking at it, it gives him the opportunity to be the first in the ring, the first to, you know, kind of promote unity within the party. And it gives him 2 years to harp on Biden's atrocities
sure
and how
does.
He's running down the country.
And I think this is big, too. I think it forced the Democrats, because you've seen this happen already, they've already started to spend money in districts. They've already started, the Democrats didn't want to do that yet. They wanted to celebrate not getting swamped in the midterms.
Yeah.
But now this now is forcing them to counteract to that now that they know that he's the leader in the clubhouse again. It may force them into some errors. Who knows?
Yeah, kind of force them into spending earlier than they expected, I suppose.
They're probably sending out their 2024 ballots to these communities right now.
Here come the ballot harvesting. Here we go.
You're right, though. He's the uniter now. Now he can always claim, because I was the guy that called for unity.
Yeah, that's right.
That beautiful speech from Mar-a-Lago. I was the one that wanted to unite the party.
In my golden ballroom.
You see this? It's about an hour before speech time. Flying over Mar-a-Lago was a banner that I am sure was not from DeSantis or even the Republicans. But it said it was a plain banner. You lost again, Donald. DeSantis 2024.
Oh, geez. Gosh, that was flying all over Mar-a-Lago yesterday?
It was right. I'm looking at a picture of it now.
It reminds me of some of the old Miami Hurricane football games, and they fly the banner over.
Oh, yeah.
When they're sick of a coach, fire so-and-so. Seen that before.
Or maybe it was Mitch McConnell.
I think he was flying the plane.
We got $1,000 left in the coffers.
He's up there.
you flew the plane.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly right over Mar-a-Lago. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. That's the text line. We've kept it open all morning long, and we still will. To get your comments, good or bad, whatever you thought, trying to get your feel for the speech last night, if anything else trickled in.
Yeah, we had one person saying, you know, specifically talking about the conversation surrounding a possible VP run for DeSantis.
Oh.
I don't think that's going to happen anymore. This is just my personal comment.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Too much ego there.
Yeah.
From both of them.
It's two alphas. So I'm not sure that would even be a plausible ticket anymore at this point.
You know, here's the other thing about DeSantis, too. They're all egomaniacs.
Oh, of course.
Just to have that job, you wouldn't want a world leader who's not an egomaniac. You wouldn't.
You gotta.
They're all like that. And if you think it's going to be, I hear this from a lot of people who are ready to just dump Trump. Like, I can't take this anymore. I'm tired of the drama. And I hear this from people in other parts of the country. We can tell you personally, being on the air in South Florida, the things we've heard about DeSantis. The guy opened up schools and they called him DeSatan.
Yeah, that's right.
You actually think if he is the nominee for president in 2024 on the Republican side, you don't think there would be just as much, if not more, drama for that guy?
They'll find a reason. They always do.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to issue a warning to people across the country. Look, it will come with him too. You might as well go with whoever you think is going to win.
Yeah, that's right.
Do not think it's going to be drama-free. They're going to do the exact same game plan with DeSantis as they did with Trump. They loved Trump before he ran.
That's a good point, yeah.
He was a media darling. Remember
that?
Before he was a threat to the establishment.
It's a great point. I remember they did a Comedy Central roast. Remember this? Of Trump before... Oh, gosh. It was before he ran. I want to say maybe it was 2014 or 2015. When, you know, there's always rumors since the late 80s of him running for president.
Right.
But it was really picking up at that point. It was, you know, towards Obama's last term. And they did this Comedy Central roast. And it was hysterical. If you've never watched it, by the way, it's really funny. And they're just roasting him back and forth. And then at the end, he gets up and makes a speech saying, you know, like, how things could be so much better in America. And everyone's standing and clapping at the end. It's on Comedy Central with Hollywood behind him doing a roast. And they have balloons coming down, red, white, and blue balloons and confetti. Like, I'm not making this up. This wasn't a dream. This happened like a year before he announced.
Mm-hmm.
So it was after everything there, then all the attacks came out against them.
Of course they did.
What you're saying is correct. They're going to find a reason always to go after whoever it is that's running against them.
Don't think it's... And it's going to be like this forever, by the way. It's going to be that's just politics, attack back and forth. It was worse with Trump. No, we've reached a level now of the divide and the nastiness. It doesn't matter who's running against the established media and education, all the institutions.
That's all it is.
It's going to be this nasty all the time forever. It doesn't matter who it is. You could run the Pope.
Yeah, you're right.
Against whoever Democrat the nominee is, and it's going to be that nasty.
When you are a threat to their power, it doesn't matter who you are.
Doesn't matter. You could be a saint. Doesn't matter.
Right.
And doesn't matter.
Getting back to the comment, though, I got sidetracked. I apologize to CJ from Pompano, who wrote the comment about the VP run. They're making the point that they can't do it because they're both from the same state. It's against the Constitution where
you have
two people from the same state. Now, that being said, even though Trump's residence is in Florida, and of course DeSantis is the governor of Florida, there is a way around this. If, for some reason, that would end up being the ticket, it happened before with Bush and Cheney in 2000. They were both in Texas, and I think Cheney changed his residence to,
that's right.
I believe, Wyoming.
Right.
Where Liz Cheney was, governor or whatever in Wyoming, whatever she was, she's gone. But so it's been done before. So if that were to happen, if that was the talk, if that was the plan, then Trump could always change his residence back to New York and New Jersey, and that's the way to get around it.
I forgot about that rule, actually, believe it or not, because I just think it's far-fetched to think that DeSantis would take that role anyway.
I don't think he would anymore.
No. And I said this before. I always like the idea of following up with success if they can get DeSantis in 28.
Yes.
You know, have a continued run of success. That would be great.
Absolutely.
And there's something about life, I think, in sports and even radio and life and politics and business. Sometimes the guy that's been doing it and has it, and this is true about Trump, whether you like him or not, he's got a track record of doing it. He did it well. He had a big run of success before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It's still his time. It just is. I got that feeling last night.
You know why also? Because his time was cut short. Without COVID,
yeah,
He would have easily been reelected.
That is
I mean,
true.
Everything changed after that. He had so much, or he has so much unfinished business to do for the country that I feel like that's where we are right now, to say, you know what, let's give this one more shot.
I think that two things about that. I think that's what led to the quick little shots he took at DeSantis.
Maybe, yeah.
Because he feels like he was cheated out of it, so why are you trying to, you know, threaten this?
Yeah.
The second thing is, this is where his ego is good for the country. It is. Knowing that he got cheated out of this and he got booted out of the White House in his mind prematurely,
mm-hmm.
nothing will stop him from completing this agenda if he's elected.
True.
Literally nothing will stop him.
Yeah.
Because now he sees it as revenge.
That's right.
But revenge in that the byproduct will be something good for the country.
I think he's even more motivated now than he has been before.
I totally agree with
yeah.
that. I totally agree with that. I really do. All right. More of your comments coming up. 877-850-8585 on the text line. 877-850-8585. We'll get to that. We've also got this. Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster.
Oh, I heard about this. Man, she is something else, isn't she?
And this is a stadium tour we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
So Ticketmaster is scrambling to extend the presale for her stadium tour.
She's like the Beatles, but just
it's
a solo
amazing.
Artist.
Even if you're not into that or your kids aren't, whatever, it's a huge business story.
It is, yeah.
That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Also 850WFTL.com, Karen. We've got the morning show blog. It gets a pretty good wrap-up. If you didn't want to get up at like 1:30 in the morning, whatever it was this morning, to watch Artemis, we got it all right there for you.
Yeah, I need that video too, since, you know,
that's
this
right.
went up in the cover of darkness without me knowing.
That's right. What did we post there? We have the launch and then the breakaway phases and then explanation. Does it go into the graphic detail, the animation?
Oh, yeah. We got the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got we have the in-depth video.
Well, hopefully you have the full-scale version of this guy.
Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
I think he had a couple of gallons of coffee to get ready for the launch.
And there was some nervous Nellies before this, because it was supposed to go off around 107 or 106.
Right.
And it went into a holding pattern.
Oh, God.
And so you had people thinking, no, not again. Come on, it's the middle of the night. Can we get this thing up? So
well, this would have
off,
been, for people who
obviously.
Got media passes up there, this would have been the third time they traveled up
yep.
there to watch it. Can you imagine if they got sent home at 1 in the morning?
Gosh. So it ended up going up, thankfully for them, for the people who knew it was happening, right before 2 a.m. it went up.
Wow.
So, yeah, but gosh, could you imagine if it got scrubbed again?
No.
Went into a holding pattern with like a minute left in the countdown.
Oh, that's a drag. It was long delayed, but that's good. It didn't, nothing fancy. They didn't put the good paint job on it, because this
yet.
One's just the, you know, the unmanned one.
That's right. It's up there. It's flying to the moon. So we'll get an update, I guess, in a couple of days when it gets to the moon.
Wow.
Very cool.
There was another big update this morning that happened, which is actually good news. It's not, well, I mean, it's the best of a bad situation, I guess. But now pretty much NATO is confirming earlier reports that those missiles that hit Poland weren't from Russia. They were from the Ukrainian Defense Initiative, the Defense Forces, which... you know, still isn't good. Two people were killed, and it escalated things. Yesterday was a very tense day internationally. But at least if you can confirm, or at least the story and the narrative is it's not from Russia, that should calm things down a little bit compared to what they were yesterday.
Man, I'm so thankful that this wasn't a... remember the song, I think, was it by Nena? 99 Red
99
Balloons?
99 Love Balloons.
Yeah. It was all about how a red balloon was mistaken for a missile and started World War III.
I prefer the German version myself. The German video.
Oh, I love that one, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great song, great video.
Nena.
Love it. Classic on MTV back in the day.
It was.
But that's what it felt like that. It's like, all right, let cooler heads prevail. Let's not do anything out of the ordinary just yet. And thankfully, it wasn't that type of situation where they just responded right away. They investigated it. They made sure... you know, they knew what was going on before they launched any missiles and got into World War III, pretty much.
Thank God.
And so we found out, okay, it was a mistake, an unfortunate mistake, an unfortunate misfire, but that's what they're saying it was.
You got this going on, too. This is from the world of business, but entertainment, but music. Just fascinating. In a couple of different ways, the draw and the appeal and the power of Taylor Swift. And secondly, does this change the way things... are done in Ticketmaster. All right, Taylor, we got it. Oh. Shush. Because she basically broke Ticketmaster with pre-sale for a stadium tour. So you're talking about each thing, and a couple of them are a couple of spots at once. I think there's two at SoFi Stadium in L.A. So what's that, 140,000 tickets?
Oh, my gosh.
And it still wasn't enough. Pre-sale for Taylor Swift tickets being extended now. Tickets in high demand. Massive problems with the Ticketmaster site, and users dealt with really long virtual lines to get tickets yesterday. That's neither here nor there to say, you know, sorry for the 20-year-olds trying to get Taylor Swift tickets, but it tells you that that's one of the biggest stars in the world right now, and Ticketmaster has to fix their system.
Well, oh yeah, they do. They're really bad. I mean, I told you the story about how my tickets got stolen. They got sold. Someone hacked into my account and sold my, not Taylor Swift tickets, but it was Red Hot Chili Peppers when they came down here in August.
Stolen in the Ticketmaster queue.
And I can't get a hold of anybody at Ticketmaster. Their customer service is non-existent.
It's really bad.
And it's just gone. My money was gone. My tickets were gone, and nobody helped me. And so I'm not surprised at all that this happened to people yesterday where it crashed.
So somebody took your tickets and sold them.
Yeah, right out from under me.
Wow, that's... Wow.
I know. It's crazy. And, that was a lesson to me that if you buy tickets, don't trust it being in your Ticketmaster account. Put those things in your Apple wallet or digital wallet as quickly as you can. Because I guess that can happen. And it happened to me, and no one's there to help me. So good job, Ticketmaster, again, on failing.
The digital wallet is safer now these days. I avoided it forever, but you can't now. But it's scary. It's like literally my bank card is on my Apple wallet.
Yeah.
And it comes up on a screen because I needed it for first time I did it was we're visiting Danielle in New York in the MTA now. We get in the subway. It's like, boop, flash your phone.
I know.
That's how you do it now.
Everything's on your phone.
Man.
Well, hey, look, Ticketmaster, get your act together, huh? And Taylor Swift, gosh, kudos, man. She's like the Beatles, but just as a solo artist at this point.
She's absolutely huge.
Yeah, I mean, she's at that level of popularity worldwide.
Wow.
Good for her.
Okay, so on sales for West Coast cities have been extended, says Ticketmaster, if you're still interested in that. The Capital One on sale, I guess that's what happened, rescheduled for tomorrow afternoon. That was a big promotion through them.
Okay.
You know, where you get a pre-sale before anybody else.
Right.
Wow.
Man, could you imagine?
What a power.
But didn't she have like the top 10 songs?
All of them.
Right?
They were all top 10 spots.
All on her new album, all at the same time. That's unbelievable, man.
It really is. That is nuts.
Well, she's talented. That's for sure.
We got to get to that story. I'm sorry I missed it. We got talking about other stuff, but I don't think they have any ill will towards making this game.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about this.
But you can play as Jesus in a new video game.
Like,
is that sacrilegious?
I guess it depends on how it's presented.
It sounds like, I don't know. We have the audio from the I guess they call it like a trailer or a preview or whatever.
Yeah.
From the clip that comes out. The game is called I Am Jesus Christ.
All right, pretty straightforward.
All right, that and more reaction from your the Trump speech from last night on the text line, which by the way is 877-850-8585. More on that. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome here. Welcome to midweek. Thanks for hanging out with us. You know, we haven't talked about it in a while. We'll get to Trump again in your comments in just a second. Get some more input on the text line as well as the Facebook page. I haven't talked about Elon in a couple of days. Boy, has he been busy.
Yeah, he has.
See the latest that came out yesterday? He issued an ultimatum to Twitter workers to commit to new hardcore Twitter. They're going to have to sign a pledge to stay with the company. If you fail to, and work hard, if you fail to sign by 5 p.m. on Thursday, you'll be given 3 months of severance pay. These millennial wokesters are freaking out over there. And it's so satisfying to see. It really
They're
is.
They're like, wait a minute, we have to work? What's going on here? It's very satisfying. It feels like, you know, Elon's, Papa Elon coming in to give a little spanking. Say, toughen up. Let's go. Shape it up. It's time to get to work.
He's literally firing people online now who are complaining at him.
That's right. And
like chirping at him like, well, if you don't understand this and blah, blah, blah. And then other people will say, Elon, do you want him on his team? He's fired.
Yep, he's gone.
I love it. Did you see this too? He looked into the actual, because one of his big complaints was, he goes, where are the people? Nobody shows up for work in this place.
Right.
So he's insisting on, which is what he did with Tesla as well as SpaceX, probably the Boring Company too. He said, for what we do, it just doesn't work. You got to be here in creative settings. I'd rather have a streamlined, really hardcore, dedicated workforce of ingenuity and creativity, but you got to be here working with each other.
And guess what? If the people who are there and got spoiled working 2 hours from home a week
right. Don't
like it, he can find plenty of other people who would die trying to get that job.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And so they would be happy to go by his parameters of, you know, actually working. God forbid.
And it is. It's just satisfying to see people fired for their opinions on social media.
Right.
Who have been censoring people's opinions on social media for about 5 years.
It does feel like some pretty nice justice, right? Like a little poetic justice out there.
Did you see him look into the food thing, too?
No.
They did a cost analysis because Twitter, I guess, like a lot of tech companies, is like Google. They're famous for like the meals, and they have a wine bar, and they have, you know, these coffee houses at the place, and they have pod beans where you can sit down.
Oh, yeah.
And
yoga rooms.
They were spending $400 a person a day on lunch.
Jeez.
For catering in San Francisco.
Here I am just, you know, I don't want to spend a dollar in the vending machine.
I know.
Jeez.
We're a far cry.
It's a little different.
He's saving something close to $14 million a year.
Wow.
For not having that level of food service. And he goes, and no one's using it.
Yeah, that's true. No one's there. Total waste of money.
Wow.
So Twitter employees are going to be brown bagging it from now on. They're coming in with some PBJs, ham and cheese.
The hardcore ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring your hard hat and a lunch.
They're bringing the lunch pail to Twitter.
Get ready to code. I guess. I don't know.
Did you see this, too? This is kind of like going viral right now, speaking of Elon. For whatever reason, the hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. It's a couple of years, I think.
Yeah. It's just been going around. It's just been going around, and it's blowing up over the past couple of days. Nothing's wrong with Jimmy Fallon. He's alive and well, for anybody who's worried. And so it's gotten to the point where it's really been like the top trending thing in the past few days. And it's really annoying Jimmy Fallon. So he doesn't want people to think he's dead. He's fine. So he tweeted at Elon. He's like, hey, Elon, can you fix this? And Elon just responded a few minutes ago. He wrote, fix what?
Oh, I love it. Love when he has fun with that stuff.
He's like, it's great. So just to see his sarcasm and his sense of humor on there. And also just trying to shape people up and get things going at Twitter.
He said a couple of tweets from late. It might have been even this morning. He said, Twitter is all the news. By the people, for the people. That's good.
Go. Love it.
It's what it should be.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to give up because there's a lot of the tech giants are saying this thing's going to fail within 2 weeks.
I don't think
he's going to quit at it. He really doesn't.
No.
That's another guy. And Trump's like this too. You're telling him he's going to fail. Now it's personal.
Absolutely.
And he also, as a free speech absolutist, which is what he calls himself, mm-hmm. I think he sees there's been no established yet, with the advent of the internet since the 90s, there's still no established free market of ideas. That's what Twitter was supposed to be, and it hasn't been.
Right.
And it's needed.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
And he thinks our best shot at that as a society is Twitter, which is why I think he sees it as a really important effort.
It's definitely more free than it was, you know, last month. For sure, you can tell the difference when you're on there.
Yeah, you're not kidding. A little bit more from last night. This was a discussion we had before we got into this territory, talking about DeSantis, Trump, and all this other stuff. Super listener Barbara. Thank you, Barbara, for chiming in. This was actually on the Facebook page. She said, hi, as a presidential VP can reside in the same state.
Oh.
The problem actually is in the use of the Electoral College votes. Tremendous misunderstanding of this clause.
Huh.
That's the actual reason why.
So kind of like
you could, but you wouldn't strategically because it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Be like a conflict of interest type thing. It's splitting.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I get it. So in that case, right. I mean, like we said, Bush and Cheney, they had the same issue in 2000. Cheney mm-hmm. changed his residence. So if it came to that, which I don't think it will, as far as DeSantis being a VP, not anymore, because you have two alphas. So I just don't see it happening. But if that were to happen, Trump can easily change his residence back to New Jersey or New York, and that's how you get around it.
Listen, we're not going to have to worry about that anyway.
No,
There's no way, not no how.
Not
DeSantis
happen.
Would be that guy's VP. It's just not going to happen.
Can we speculate real quick before we get to the Jesus story?
Absolutely.
What do you give me two names off the top of your head?
Carrie Lake, number one.
Yeah.
Number one A is Lee Zeldin.
I was thinking of those two, and I'll add one more, mm-hmm. a wild card. Jim Jordan.
He loves Jim Jordan.
He does. And they're talking about, you know, Kevin McCarthy was nominated for Speaker of the House.
Right.
He still has to get the votes once all the House is settled. I mean, Matt Gaetz is saying that McCarthy doesn't have the votes, and they're trying to change leadership there. So Jim Jordan might be a name for that as well, for Speaker of the House.
I mean, he could be. I think McCarthy. I don't know why. It seems like an odd pairing, but Trump really supports McCarthy for that. He's endorsed him for that.
Yeah.
Maybe because he thinks he can control him. I have no idea. I don't know.
See what happens.
All right. I've been dying to get to this because I think the fascinating thing is I think they have good intent behind it. But is it still, despite good intentions, is it sacrilegious?
I'm not sure. It sounds fun. I might try this.
Is it Jesus? It's actually a simulator. I can't call it a video game, but it's a simulator.
Like a VR thing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right,
but
okay.
But character-based.
Right.
The name of the game is called I Am Jesus Christ.
Well, that kind of tells you the premise of the game, doesn't it?
Well, that's throwing it out there.
What that game is about.
Oh, wait, there's more. You can play as Jesus Christ.
So you are, the main character is Jesus, and you are Jesus.
You're walking about the old world.
Okay.
Like performing miracles.
So just walking through the streets of Galilee.
Getting stoned.
Oh, no.
Trying to find followers.
Oh, my.
Okay. We have a shortened demo version of the thing. We've got the audio from it.
Do you have sound from this?
Honest to God, this is true. We won't play all of it. It's coming out next month. When you hear it, you'll understand what I mean. I don't think they're not trying to make fun of it or disparage it. I think it's like an educational kind of thing.
Okay. It's just different.
Listen to this.
Many people have attempted to write about the things that have taken place among us. Reports of these things were handed down to us.
The Son of God.
Oh! They get a God voiceover.
It's God! They brought in God!
He wants to save all humans.
This wine is better than the wine we had before.
Lord, just heal my son.
Okay, so you got other characters in the game coming to you.
Right.
As Jesus. Lord, heal my son.
So this is like a fully playable universe, like a free roaming game.
You go through the whole, ancient Jerusalem.
It's pretty cool.
So what do? It's like you look at the left-hand side of the screen. If you've got enough superpower bars left, you can heal the lepers. How does this work?
You want to save all those humans. You deserve that, and believe me that at the end, they will betray you and kill you.
Wow. Oh, geez.
They will betray you and kill you. Okay, option A. Go on with saving humanity. Or option B, quit game.
It's like a free choice game.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the Oregon Trail, but you're Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be interesting.
I'm sure. It sounds like it's educational. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe
we can try it at some point. I don't know.
What happens if you lose?
Oh, no.
Well, I guess everybody... Well, oh boy.
Spoiler alert.
Now the end.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. There's that.
I'm going to get out of this before I get in trouble. Thrown out of the church here.
We're going to get hit by lightning in a completely weather-free day as soon as we exit the building.
At least it would end with the resurrection, I suppose, right? There's a happy ending.
That's one way to look at it. In this game, you always win in the end.
That's right.
You just have to wait 3 days.
Boy.
All right.
Curious.
More headlines. We'll clean up the rest of your comments about the Trump speech last night. 877-850-8585 is the text line. It's been opening all morning long. We might even have some straggler texts from before.
Oh, we do. That's right.
We always have random. I think they're misguided texts from people, like they butt dialed us or something.
Yeah.
Some of those we always have too.
Oh, yeah. We have a few in there.
We'll get that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Newstalk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Diener, I just spent a couple of minutes watching the I Am Jesus Christ gameplay trailer.
Oh, you were watching through the game? Some actual gameplay?
Well, the video of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic graphics.
I'm telling you, man, it sounds fascinating. Go around as Jesus, healing people, moving things around with your mind.
You know what impressed me, too? And I assume, like you had said, it's one of those Oculus things you got to put the...
Yeah,
I think that's the gameplay, how you would play this thing, whatever it is. But... the views of what they think, like, Jerusalem looked like.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing.
So they tried to, like, base it off of historical accounts of old Jerusalem and Galilee and the entire area there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How about that?
You can use telekinesis to enhance your carpentry skills.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, that was his craft.
He's a carpenter, sure.
You charge up your Holy Spirit energy to perform miracles.
Stop!
So it is. It's like a power bar. So then you can do more stuff.
Charge up your Holy Spirit energy.
And there's this scene you go into the wedding where you turn the water into wine. We had some...
The wedding feast at Cana.
We had some... that was in the sound.
That's hilarious.
There's one scene, I guess, where you got to fight Satan and avoid the ball of hellfire in the desert.
That's always an adventure.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught in hellfire. Not good. I guess. So they really go deep into the Bible stories, though. Like, I mean, you know, his first public miracle was the wedding feast at Cana. You're talking the 40 days in the desert where Lent comes from.
Right.
Where he's tempted by the devil to kind of, like, you know, use your powers to take over the world. So they really go deep.
And this is wild. So there's this one scene where this lady, this mom is asking you as Jesus to heal her sick son.
Right.
And, like, he holds up his hands, and they start to glow, you know, the power of the Lord.
Yeah, you had enough Holy Spirit power in your power bar there. That's good.
Right, if you can do it. And then all you see in the screen is like this. You go into this, it looks like a red tunnel.
Wow.
What you're really doing, you're teleporting inside a sick child's bloodstream for healing.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Is that how Jesus did it? Like, did they get intel? Did they find out information?
I don't know. Who am I to doubt them?
Wow. Sounds like a wild game, and it's literally called I Am Jesus Christ.
Called I Am Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Available for stream, it says, on December 1st.
Oh, wow.
If you're interested.
There you go. Makes a good Christmas present.
Wow. That's fascinating.
It is.
All right.
Yes.
Wrapping up, cleaning up the final comments from the text line 877-850-8585 from the Trump speech last night. Any more tricklers coming in?
Yeah, actually, we got one here. Do you want the off topic or the on topic?
On first, and then we'll clean it up.
Okay. So on topic, let's see here. We actually got an email that came in from Gerald. It was nice. He says it's been 2 years personally for him since he's given any money to the RNC because of their lackluster leadership. He says they need to get Mitch McConnell out, get rid of the rhinos.
That we're all agreed on, I think.
Definitely agree there. And he said, great show, by the way. I travel the world in my job, and your show is always on my TuneIn app to help me keep in touch with home.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Thanks very much, Gerald.
Yeah, appreciate that, Gerald.
And then he's right, too, by the way.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I've never given to any political party, anything. I want to be independent by design, but there's less and less of that, too. I'm amazed that the Republicans were even saying they had record fundraising, and they won't after this. No way.
They need to... They really need to get rid of that leadership. And even with McCarthy, too. They both need to get out.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I know McCarthy isn't in power now, but that's who they're talking about.
Right.
So we agree there for sure. And then this one. Hey, we got a special guest here on the text line, Bill.
Yes.
It says, morning, Bill and Diener. Donald J. Trump here. Love the show. It's a great show. Wonderful show.
It's the biggest show of all time.
That's right.
It's my local show.
He said he was wondering if we had Nikki Fried's number to help clear up some pesky fungus in his lawn. Said thanks and keep up the tremendous work. Well, thank you, Mr. President. We appreciate it.
I told you he had the app. I told you.
We knew it.
Next time you see a Trump interview from the golf course at Trump International.
Right.
Look really close in the golf cart to see if he's got like his phone.
Yep.
In the little, he's not an AirPod guy.
No,
he would have the plug-in headphones.
I would even imagine Trump as the guy who just puts on his programming on his phone really loud.
Right,
it doesn't care that anybody else can hear it.
That's right.
Just turn it on.
It's like he's like, all right, I got to go play the nine hole. Hold on a second. Tell me what Joyce says.
Hold on, Joyce is talking about
me. Oh, Joyce, go get him. Telling you,
I believe it.
He's a listener.
We have some stragglers.
All right. Now, to wrap up the show,
yes.
Whenever we open the text line, this is what happens. The stragglers come in completely non sequitur, not related to anything we were talking about. A lot of them make no sense. Some of them are all caps.
That's right.
They'll sing, like, we'll be talking about this Trump thing, and something will come in, like, for example, say, like, grapefruit.
That's right.
Like, it makes no sense.
Just different comments from other days.
And they'll roll in.
Love
sometimes
it.
They're on topic, but it took them a few days to think of something.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Let's see what's left so we can clean this out.
This one's from a few days ago.
Oh.
I think it was from Monday. I'm not even sure. This might have even been from Sunday afternoon. Talk about random.
Oh, boy.
But it's good. They say they can't wait to hear us on Monday mornings. They love the work that we do. Thank you. So that's nice.
Signed, Diener's sister.
That's right.
Signed, Stephen Diener.
We got the plants. This one says, and this is from a couple days ago, Mike Pence would be lucky to get 5% in the primary. He's on CNN tonight, by the way, on a town hall.
They gave him a town hall?
Yeah.
He's the darling of the left media now.
Oh, they love him.
Oh, yeah.
This one person's saying, we have a family of 10, so it's much cheaper to eat at home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, we had that, was it yesterday?
Yeah, what would be more expensive to go out or eat at home for Thanksgiving?
Okay.
And they have a hot tip here. The turkeys are on sale at Publix right now.
Well, they're gone now.
Yeah, well, there goes that. And then even more random, we had somebody on here asking about UAP, the alien podcast I do.
Oh, excellent. Good.
So there's some of the stragglers that came through. We love all our stragglers.
Thank you, stragglers.
Yes.
We might have to open up the text line again tomorrow for no reason whatsoever. It's just fun. Thanks for hanging out with us. In the meantime, by the way, check out the Morning Show blog if you missed the Artemis launch. There's a great video on there. It's a recap of the whole thing. With all that said, thanks for hanging out, and we will talk to you tomorrow.